Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Beth Habegger and a moving mic.
Good morning.
This is not right for you, is
just
it?
Not.
Gotta get it right. We are also joined by our great friend, Brittany Merlot. We're going to take a look at our forecast today with Britt. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Happy Friday Eve.
Yes, happy Friday Eve, everybody. Brittany, a little bit of different weather this morning than the way it's been this week, it looks like.
Oh, yes. So no more sunshine for us today. I mean, we've got the cloud cover here sticking around as the system strikes the southern part of the state. So we're going to miss out on the heaviest part of the rainfall. Mm. They're looking at a half an inch to an inch down south. But here for us, I think we're really just going to get traced to maybe a quarter of an inch max. And the chances of the rain don't really want to rain on us until like 10 to 5.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Gonna be
an
interesting one.
Really slid to the south, unfortunately. We need the rain, so we're not really gonna get much of it, but so it's not too bad. It won't be as drenched as a dreary day as we were thinking.
Interesting. Certainly gonna we need every little bit drop of rain we can get though, so we'll take what we can get.
Absolutely. And highs today, a little bit cooler. We'll be into those low 50s, and the winds are going to be gusting up to about 20 to 30 miles an hour. So that's going to make us feel like the 40s. And coming off the 70s, it's going to be a little bit of a shock to the system.
Brittany, with weather, we know there are no reruns. Is there ever going to be anything like close to what we're used to though coming up in the next couple of weeks?
Wishing this on us, James?
No, I'm just curious because I have. Okay, I'll be completely honest with everybody. I think I have, and I don't make light of the of PTSD or anything like that. I'm not doing that with this. However, I think we all have a little of that with winter. Where anybody who spent a couple of winters in Wisconsin, you have a little stretch like this where it's getting nicer out, baseball's being played, you're starting to think about spring, and then boom, Mother Nature hits you with like 2, 8, 9 inches. So I'm just looking over my shoulder, that's all. I'm just wondering.
No, you should be looking over your shoulder because she likes to throw curveballs like
yes, she does.
Way to go with a baseball metaphor,
yeah.
Brittany.
Oh, she's good. Brittany's
Thank
good.
You.
You can't throw a fastball past her. You can't. She'll hit it out.
I'll catch it. Strike, you're out.
Appreciate you, Brittany. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We'll get people ready for the weekend tomorrow.
All right, sounds good.
Yeah, have a good one. Best in the business right now, our friend Brittany Merlot. We appreciate her. Beth and I got a lot to get to this morning. We got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up in a little bit. Researchers have told us the best day, the best time of day. What is the best time of day? We'll get into that. How many of us as adults wish or believe we should, by birthright, be able to order off of the kids' meal? We will get into that hot debate.
We were born, right?
Yeah, exactly. We got that hot debate coming up for you a little bit later. 9 o'clock hour is going to be jam-packed. One, we, of course, have our Pet of the Week from our friends at the Southwell County Humane Society we're looking forward to. And at 9:35, we will have Al Marco join us, a candidate for Nakusa Mayor. And a little bit after that, at about 9:50-ish, somewhere around there, Madeline Maddie Palmquist will be with us. She is a candidate for Wisconsin Rapids Alderperson District 8.
All right.
As we continue on our candidate series here at WFHR, we will tomorrow we'll also have a candidate on with us at 9:35. Lon Radke, Port Edwards Village Trustee candidate, will be with us. Got that all going on, and we're going to continue our interviews next week. Do want to say a big shout out to our audience, to the community, and the support that we have gotten with these interviews. Both the positive feedback the candidates have gotten and we have gotten, greatly appreciate that. I'll be honest, and this is just between Beth and you guys and me, okay? I'm just going to keep this between us.
Okay.
I am not a professional interviewer.
What?
Yeah. I've learned it as I go, people. So we appreciate the feedback very, very much. It means a lot to us. And thank you for that. And thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting it. I would like to be able to, before the election, if we can pull it off, maybe do a hour show where we put all these interviews together. And people can listen to them all together at once, candidate to candidate, that kind of thing. We'll see what we could do. But I that's something that I think would be really cool for our audience to maybe play on a weekend or something like that.
And if you can't do that, you can always go back to the website and check out the archives, because all of the interviews are there. Just go to civicmedia.com and look up WFHR and find those interviews.
You're good. You're good, Beth. Nicely done.
You.
Nicely done.
I'll get invited back?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
All right.
Oh, you're definitely coming back. Yeah. Well, whether you want to or not is a whole different story. We also want to let you know, just real quickly, a heads up of our scheduling today. There will be no Midday Magazine today, as we are covering your Badgers, as we are the home of the Wisconsin Badgers. The men's basketball team is in the Big Ten tournament, taking on, they're taking on Maryland, I believe. Yeah, they're taking on Maryland today. So that game we are going to have for you, that will kick off, our pregame will kick off at 12:30. The game will probably be tip off around 1-ish, or 1:30-ish, somewhere around there. Maryland ranked 12th in the Big Ten, Wisconsin at number 5. As they continue on in the tournament, we will carry their games here, and that means that we may not have a Midday Magazine for you on Friday either. We are going to be collecting interviews. We've got some great people coming in with us, and we will be playing them for you at different times.
Okay.
We're going to have Ashley Hagenow in. Actually, when you and I are done today, Beth, I'm going to hang out with Ashley, our Alice in Dairyland, little bit. And we're going to record a segment that we'll play during the Kitchens Open on Monday.
Oh, cool.
That'll be open. Well, where we would normally play the Kitchens Open segment,
right,
we'll play it. Of course, Melissa is off gallivanting and having a good time.
Well deserved.
Yes.
Well earned.
Very, very. And we appreciate Melissa and her sending pictures. She's been really great about that.
Good.
She sent me a penguin. Sent me a bunch of penguin pictures. It was awesome. We got to start here, Beth. It is Pi Day.
Yay!
March 14th means it's National Pi Day, as it's in the mathematical constant. Otherwise, other than if you are the head of our production, Seth Habager.
I was going to say, this is the National Day of Seth, right?
Yes, yeah, it really is. It really is. A poll for it found only 66% of us know it's the ratio of a circle's circumference to its diameter. 1% thought it was the volume of water, and 7% thought it was mass of a pie, spelled P-I-E. Now, I like that one. I like that one. I don't care if it's true or not. I like
that
one. Speaking of, a bunch of places have pie deals today, including $3.14 pizzas, pizza pies from 7-Eleven.
Wow.
31.4% off at Papa Murphy's.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Google Trends posted that the top pie each state Googles more than any other state, and they broke them down into 5 categories. And I got to be honest with you, Beth, I feel a little guilty doing this with you and not Seth. I do. Chocolate or nut pies for 4 states chose that one.
Okay.
Oreo pie in Georgia and Ohio, French silk pie in Iowa, a Derby pie in Kentucky. They'll eat a lot of it in May around the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, of course.
Fruit pies in 6 states. Apple was number 1 in California, Oregon, Nevada, Colorado, and Wyoming. Mm-hmm. And raspberry pie is number 1 in New York.
Okay.
Custard pies. 17 states enjoy that one. Things like Boston cream, banana cream, and lemon meringue. Kool-Aid pie is the top search in Tennessee and Virginia. Have you ever heard of that one?
No.
Okay, we gotta pause for a second here and look into that one a little bit. So
I wonder if it's made with Jell-O.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I wonder if that's it. Yeah, especially since the recipe is not working for me. Yeah,
we'll make it up. So Kool-Aid pie, you take the packets of Kool-Aid.
Yes, yes,
you
yes.
You mix it with the Jell-O.
You already got me.
You mix in the Kool-Aid packet with whipped cream. So it becomes like a Kool-Aid whipped cream pie. Who knows? James is looking it up. We'll see.
They say it's a really easy recipe. And yeah, it does look like a very similar to what you're talking about there, Beth, that you're mixing. But of course, again, the computer is not working for me, so I need a new laptop back. looking at the Tennessee wants a slice of old-fashioned vinegar pie.
Whoa. Vinegar pie.
Whoa, I don't know about that. I don't know. Savory pies, 18 states wanted that one. Things like chicken pot pie in Texas and Alaska, and shepherd's pie in Massachusetts. A bunch of states in the western half of the U.S. are obsessed with Frito pie. Okay. It's more of a casserole than a pie, or sometimes it's just a bag full of ingredients.
Okay.
Other, the category other, what I always checked off whenever I was filling out applications when I was younger. 5 states didn't fit in any other categories. Honey pie in Wisconsin. Huh?
Honey pie.
Honey pie in Wisconsin. We're the only state in the union that loves us some honey pie. Sugar pie in Michigan. Ricotta pie in Connecticut. peanut butter cheese pie in Alabama.
That's not a good combination.
I don't know about that. Yeah, and fried pie in Arizona.
Okay.
Fried pies are small enough to hold in your hand. Mm-hmm. They're more of a southern thing, so it's not a thing. Not sure why Arizona has it, but that's cool.
Or you come to the Winter's Farmers Market at the Moravian Church on Saturday and buy a fry pie.
Ooh, they got them there, too.
They do. We have a couple of Amish booths that sell fry pies.
Hmm, that's really cool. I finally got the Kool-Aid pie here. Just reading from allrecipes.com. You can find this at allrecipes.com. This Kool-Aid pie is a super easy and quick recipe. Got this from her mother-in-law. No cooking, no baking, just mixing and letting it set. Everyone will thank you. Will think you spent hours on it, but actually it just takes a couple minutes.
Okay.
It says actually 10 minutes prep time. And you just need condensed milk, unsweetened fruit flavored drink mix, Kool-Aid stuff,
yep.
A container of frozen whipped cream,
mm-hmm.
and a graham cracker crust.
See, I had it nailed. I just missed the sweetened condensed milk to thicken it up.
Wow, there's only, well, even I could do this, Beth, I think. There's only two steps.
Yeah.
You just whisk the milk and all that? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you just dump the packet, the whipped cream, probably sweetened condensed milk, and the packet of...
Mix.
You whip that up, then you fold in the whipped cream,
mm-hmm.
and then you just pour that into the pie crust and let it set it in the refrigerator or freezer and let it set, and then yum.
I've done a lot of cooking in my life, but I have not done much baking. And most of the baking I've done, I've been assisting my mother or my mm-hmm. nana or something like that. As I'm reading this and I'm looking in and I'm listening to you, it's like somebody uncovering like the mysteries of the universe for me. Like, wait a minute, pie is made like that?
Yeah.
It's really, this is, at 47 years old, this is way too groundbreaking
for
me.
And you know what? This is one of those pies for people that have always thought, well, maybe I'd like to try. Mm-hmm. This is a good one to start with.
Yeah, it seems like it.
It's very simple, and there are certain that's the thing. If you've always said, well, I'm not good at baking, well, take a few steps. Find easy recipes like this one. Do that once or twice. That'll start to build up your confidence so that you can try something maybe with a few more steps to it.
I think that's a really good point. I like that. That's a really good point.
I do have to admit I'm disappointed that Pennsylvania's didn't come up because I have a feeling it might have been shoe fly pie.
Oh, yeah. No, I think you're right. I think it might have been, yeah. That's a good choice, too. That's a good
one.
Oh,
it's so good.
Mm-hmm. We are going to take a break. I'm going to try to make this pie during the break since it's so fast. We'll go ahead and do that. We'll come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club on Morning Show at WFHR. Tell them that it's my birthday. Tell them that it's my birthday. Tell them that it's my birthday when I party like that. It's time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day. We get to celebrate you and talk about our great friends over at El Cafe. Visit them this morning at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. They got a Thursday special going on today, seasoned pulled pork skillet and seasoned pork ribs smothered in their homemade green salsa. Does that sound good, man? Beth, you got this, right? I can head over there?
Sure, yeah.
All right, cool. Beth's got
what
this.
What buttons do I
have
push?
A good day, everybody.
This
She'll
one,
figure it out. All right, I'm out of here. She's very smart. She'll figure it out. Lunch special barbecue pork ribs with French fries or fruit. Oh, this sounds good. And the prices are so beautiful, you guys. You got to check this out for yourselves. Head on over to El Cafe at 221 Market Avenue, beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a good day from all of us at WFHR. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailf@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. And call
424-2600. Give us a call.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. If you're listening on the Civic Media app, you're just a touch or two away from joining us. We'd love mm-hmm. to hear from you. Always free to join the conversation here at WFHR. I need a 1 through 2 for me, Beth. I need a 1 or a 2. Or a 2. But
two.
All right. That gives us our qualifier. We can get right to the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to a man who cannot win, but he always wins around here. The voice of this station, the soul of this station, Mr. Chuck Gennaro.
Happy birthday, Chuck.
I've been very humbled over the last couple of years. I've had some people say, wow, James, you're the voice of WFHR or something along those lines. And I appreciate that. And it's mm-hmm. humbling beyond words, but it's not true. That voice is the voice of WFHR, Chuck Gennaro.
Yes.
He has been, Chuck literally grew up in this station, mm-hmm. literally grew up in this industry. His father, one of the founders of this station, one of the reasons this station is here. Mm-hmm. One of the best people I've ever worked with in my life, easily, in any field, in anything I've ever done. He is the calm in the storm in an industry that is so crazy,
right.
So rocky. You never know what you're going to be walking into. You can prep and plan for everything you want, and then boom, life happens.
Yep.
And that's all going on, and all this chaos, and you reach out to Chuck, and Chuck is calm as a bomb. He's mm-hmm. just cool. He's just collected. Always. And in this industry, to have that calm, I cannot overstress how big that is, how important that is, how much it means, how leadership, it trickles down.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. That calm impacts me, which impacts Seth and Melissa and Pam and everything. It all starts with him.
Mm-hmm.
And while he's been our general manager for a while now, really in the hearts of all of us around here, going back to the Sea Hafers or anybody else, Chuck has been the man.
Oh, yeah.
Chuck has been the guy.
Not to mention engineer extraordinaire.
Yep. And all those things I'm saying are really important and really great. And he's one of the greatest I've ever known in this industry, one of the smartest I've ever known mm-hmm. in this industry. And it all pales in comparison to the kind of man he is.
He's just a good guy.
He's a good guy. Love him. Love him. Take a bullet for that man.
Yeah.
Don't tell him that just in case he gets it. We're both, you know, we're Italian, so you don't want to push that or anything. But yeah, appreciate
you,
Chuck.
I think you should take the day off. Just be on call, just in case, Chuck.
That's funny. Chuck being able to take
the
day off.
I know.
Pretty good. That's pretty good.
But you know, it's
his
birthday.
Come on. He does. Oh, God, he does. I don't know many, other than Pam, I don't know anybody who deserves a day off more.
Oh, and I know.
I think that's a close race given mm-hmm. the day. Yeah. Happy birthday, sir.
Happy
Enjoy your
birthday,
day, Chuck.
Chuck.
We wish a happy birthday as well to Nicole Wilson.
Happy birthday, Nicole.
We wish you the best of days, Nicole. Enjoy it. And our qualifier today, Ron Baxter.
Happy birthday, Ron. Congratulations.
Enjoy your day, sir. Hope it's a good one for you. You are our qualifier. Thanks again to everybody that got us these birthdays mm-hmm. and anniversaries. We take a look at our celebrity list. The part of the biggest reason why I am so excited about the Summer Olympics, and I cannot wait to be chanting USA, USA. Simone Biles is 27 today.
Happy birthday, Simone.
Olympic gold medalist, gymnast. She is one of the greatest, if not the greatest of all time.
Oh, my goodness.
She is so much fun to watch.
What she is able to do and the way she flips her body around.
She's got a couple of moves that she has basically invented.
Yes.
And think about how long gymnastics has been around. Think about how many people have done it, how many greats we've seen mm-hmm. over the years from every country along the globe, let alone here in America, where we really take a lot of pride in our gymnastics and our gymnasts.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen it all. We've seen greatness. We've seen so much. And then this young lady comes around and just blows all of us away. Just incredible artist. And she is an artist.
Mm-hmm.
The work that she does out there on that mat is better than maybe you've ever seen.
And we can start to claim her in Wisconsin.
That's true. Yeah, her husband plays with the Packers and
that's
everything.
That's right.
Another Midwest tie. I don't know if Wisconsinites are going to. She is a Chicagoan. So there is that, too.
We'll forgive her for that one.
I know you guys have me, so why not her? She's an Olympic gold medalist. I just talk on the air. She's amazing. She's an incredible athlete. Cannot wait to see her and cheering her on and looking to see her get some gold for us here in
the States.
Absolutely. Anson Elgarat is 30. Caleb in Divergent. Gus in The Fault in Our Stars. Tommy in the Carrie remake. He's been in a couple of things. He's been a pretty solid actor. This is kind of interesting that these two share a birthday, I think. So Simone Biles, I think you can make the argument, greatest gymnast of all time.
Mm-hmm.
In my mind, and I've seen the NBA since I was a little boy, the greatest shooter I've ever seen is Steph Curry.
Oh, wow.
Stephen Curry is 36 today, NBA All-Star, Golden State Warrior point guard.
Mm-hmm.
Steph Curry is the all-time leading scorer in three-pointers, made the most three-pointers mm-hmm. in history. He broke that record last year. Steph is still going to be playing for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And his game ages so well for him, where he could shoot three-pointers. As long as he can kick that arm out, mm-hmm. he can shoot three-pointers into his 40s.
Oh, yeah.
So he's not going anywhere.
No.
Like, his knees hold up for him and everything. He's going to be all right.
And he's a great leader on the court,
too.
Oh,
my God, yeah. Yeah, the way underrated leader. And I think the definition of, we don't know what we're doing with drafting. Like, they looked at him, and including myself, I loved him at Davidson. And most of us thought, he's going to be a good... you know, maybe a good sixth man, or he'll get a starting job somewhere, but maybe not too, you know, he's just too small. He's just, he doesn't have the he can't move around enough and all this. Steph Curry, man. That you've never seen
a
shooter like Steph Curry.
Don't underestimate people.
Pete Maravich, Larry Bird, you know, Ray Allen. There's some great shooters. I'm not taking anything from them, and they were all great, but we've just never seen anybody like Steph Curry. We've never seen it before.
Nope.
Steph Curry literally changed the game where now everybody is making three-pointers.
Oh, yeah.
And unfortunately, you've also got a lot of kids that like, you know, intramurals and stuff thinking that they can shoot these threes and everything. It's hilarious. Jamie Bell is 38. Amanda Woodhull on AMC's Turn, and she was in The Fantastic Four.
Okay.
Chris Klein is 45. Wow. Oz in the American Pie movies.
Oh, gosh.
I haven't seen him in a long time. Let's see here. Christina Bush is 54. She is the other part of Sugarland.
Oh, they're such a good group.
Yeah, the good band. Good, but great harmonies. Mm-hmm. Great harmonies. Tamara Tooney is 65. Not a household name, but I think if you watched Law & Order SVU, you would remember her.
Okay.
She was the coroner on Law & Order SVU.
Okay.
And one thing that Dick Wolf nailed in every Law & Order, they had a great coroner.
Yep.
And it seems so weird, but every crime show needs a great coroner, and you need the coroner that can do the one-liners.
Oh,
and like do the dead, you know, deadpan humor, the gallows humor, if you will.
The deadpan humor?
Yeah. She was great. She was really good on that show. Rick Dees is 74 today.
What? Whoa. No.
Wow.
That's the voice of our childhood, James.
Yeah. Can't be doing this job and not mention Rick Dees. Yeah.
Wow.
One of the greats. If it wasn't for Bob Hope, the greatest MC I think I've ever seen is Billy Crystal.
Oh, yeah.
The great, the legend, Billy Crystal is 76 today. There's a reason he hosted the Oscars as many times as he did. He did the things he did. And as somebody who has emceed on the smallest of levels compared to that, it ain't an easy gig.
No, it's not.
I really admire it. You know a bit about this too, Beth. And what he did, where he was with that is so great.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, wonderful stand-up comedian, well-known comedic and wonderful actor.
Oh, yes.
Die-hard New York Yankee fan who even went out and did some batting practice with them and everything. Billy Crystal, one of the best friends of my idol, Rob Williams, and along with Whoopi Goldberg, raised millions and millions with comic relief.
Yes, those shows were phenomenal.
Integral work. Also, part of the reason why he got good at hosting the Oscars was hosting. He was kind of the straight man.
Yeah.
But Whoopi and Robin were always just acting a fool and just acting up and everything, where Billy had to kind of keep the tone. Whoopi would play the straight man sometimes, but it was mainly Billy Crystal and keeping the glue and keeping everything together. And I should mention, too, my daughter, a couple weeks back, no, maybe a month or two back, Bree reads books, and now not just my mom and sister, but now she recommends books to me, so I have this long list.
Oh, yeah.
Billy Crystal has a biography out.
Yes.
That she read, and she loved it so much she wrote him and thanked him for it.
Oh, wow.
My dad is reading it right now. My dad borrowed the book from Bria, and he's reading it right now, and he just loves it. He isn't being able to put it down. If you're a reader out there and you enjoy biographies, apparently this is a little bit of a different biography. It kind of takes you through some different paths and has some fun with it, and it is actually him writing it, so there's that.
Wow.
Billy Crystal, man. Billy, a renaissance man. I feel like we, I don't like saying this, but you guys know what I mean by this. I feel like we're not going to truly appreciate him until he's gone.
Yeah.
There's just certain people in life and society, and it's not a negative necessarily or anything. It's just the way this works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Van Gogh died in a pauper's grave.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it happens that way sometimes.
It does.
We're thankful that we get to appreciate these people while they're here, but I don't think you can truly know certain things until they are gone.
And I think to celebrate his birthday, we should all watch our favorite Billy Crystal movie today.
Oh,
you
know, that's
thinking,
a good
like,
one.
Princess Bride, When Harry Met Sally.
So Princess Bride is my favorite part he ever did.
Yes.
But there is a movie he did with Gregory Hines called Running Scared.
Yes.
Oh, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Oh, you're the best. I love you. Oh, you're the best. That's my favorite Billy Crystal performance. I love that movie. Love it.
Yes.
Is it a good movie? No.
Does it hold up?
I have no idea.
Good.
No,
His performance can be great.
City Slickers, another good reference.
Oh,
that's
yes.
a good one, too. Yeah. One of the greatest producers there's ever been, Quincy Jones, is 91 today.
What?
91. Can't believe that, man. Quincy Jones, he's been nominated for 80 Grammys. He's won 28 of them.
Wow.
His Rashida Jones, his daughter, has gone on to do some really great things, and she's wonderful, a lot of fun. Quincy Jones, basically anything that you see Quincy Jones a name attached to, you can thank him for it. I don't care if it's Michael Jackson. I don't care who it is. Quincy is the art behind
right.
it. His body of work speaks for itself. He also, in the last year or so, like really just, you could tell Quincy's not in his 90s. So he don't care anymore.
Right.
He came out and just kind of hey, you want to hear a story about Marlon Brando? Just let it all hang out.
Somebody's recording those.
They're all over the place. Certainly one of the greatest actors I've ever seen, any of us will ever see and ever know. The great Michael Caine is 91 today.
Yeah.
Michael Caine and Quincy Jones.
How?
Got some big birthdays today. And we're not done. Michael Caine, I really like the actor who played Alfred in the Michael Keaton ones.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's Michael Caine, and mm-hmm. he played Alfred, for God's sake. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't care who you are, you'll never top Michael Caine doing Alfred.
Isn't he the one that was in The Muppets Christmas Carol?
Yes.
And he will tell you that is one of his favorite movies that he has ever done.
Yeah. Breeze, the ears are going to be burning, because I got to go record our podcast with her after we're done here today and everything. But that's her favorite Muppet movie. And when I saw that quote, I had to send it to her right away. He maintains that's his favorite performance. He loved being able to play that part. He loved to be able to do that. There's a universe where we don't even know Michael Caine, though, because Michael Caine for a long time was a struggling actor mm-hmm. and trying to get his break. He was looking for just some way to stand out, something to do different, something to add to his arsenal of talent. And he saw this thing his mom showed him this article in the paper about learning how not to blink. And it was just like a couple pounds, and he took the class, and his very next audition got the role. He started adding to his villains.
Oh, yeah.
And it doesn't seem like it would be a big thing. Like, oh, big deal. You learned how not to blink. Oh, wonderful. But
No.
They don't teach that at Juilliard.
No, they don't.
But man, did it help Michael Caine. According to Michael Caine, it is the single thing that changed his course of his acting career. It's just interesting.
Thank you, Mom. Moms do know best.
There are so many early movies of Michael Caine, like young Michael Caine.
Yes.
You got to check out The French Connection. I mean, my God, Gene Hackman, Michael Caine, The French Connection. It's one of the greats. And speaking of greats, you make the argument the greatest Minnesota twin ever, Kirby Puckett, would have been celebrating a birthday on this day.
Seth is kicking himself that he's not here this morning.
I mean,
that's his favorite.
So much of this show has been Seth designed. Born in 1960, passed away way too dang young in 2006. Kirby Puckett, one of my favorite baseball players of all time. Kirby Puckett, you would look at him and, oh, that's a professional bowler.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you would not. But then you watch, and wait a minute, okay, oh, sure, he plays baseball. He's probably a DH or first baseman or something. No, Kirby Puckett was an outfielder, and he got hops. He got up there. He was able to go up against that trash bag to stadium and catch any ball that was coming his way. Great athlete. So much fun to watch. And one of the greatest minds our world has ever known, Albert Einstein, born on this day in 1879, passed away in 1955. The hardest thing in the world to understand is the income tax.
Amen.
It's an Einstein quote. That's an actual Einstein quote. And fitting on National Pi Day, of course, and everything.
Course.
I will mention that if you haven't seen the movie Oppenheimer yet, I encourage you to see it. It's an important movie to watch, and it's a good watch. The actor that plays Albert Einstein in it, he wasn't in it enough, I think, to be nominated for an Academy or anything mm-hmm. like that. But if he had like 5 or 10 more lines there, he may have been the one to beat Downey for Best Supporting Actor. It's such a beautiful performance. And I don't think we realize we never get to see Albert Einstein as performed.
Mm-hmm.
Like nobody really takes on Albert Einstein. How many times you've seen an actor playing Albert Einstein? It never happens. But this is one of the most integral human beings in human history,
mm-hmm.
let alone in the last 100 years. So I think that's really interesting.
Yeah.
And to see an actor play him and do it so good, so well. It's that movie, man. You got to see that movie. One more time, we wish a very happy birthday to Nicole Wilson.
Happy birthday, Nicole.
Happy birthday to our qualifier, Ron Baxter.
Happy birthday, Ron.
And, of course, a big happy birthday to the soul of this station, the voice of WFHR, Mr. Chuck Gennaro.
Happy birthday, Chuck. Thanks for all you do.
Enjoy your day, brother. Enjoy your day. We'll be talking to you later when something goes wrong. Coming up, we got some great news for you. And then when we get back, Beth and I are going to get into the best day is time of day, according to researchers.
Okay.
The best time of day. It's coming up right here at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio.
Night falls, I'm alone.
I could listen to this album all day. I love this album. Got to see him live. He was great.
Really?
Yeah, he was really good. To me, you know, I think we do this with singers a lot, where can they do it live? Do
right.
they sound the same
mm-hmm.
live and everything? And I've been really fortunate to hear a lot of great singers that way. There's a handful of guitarists I've heard. I'd say Dimebag Darrell from Pantera. Joe Perry from Aerosmith.
Okay.
And Kenny Wayne Shepherd. They sound better live.
Wow.
They sound louder,
yeah.
clearer. I don't know how. I don't know why. I don't know what it is. But some of these guys, they actually, like, I feel like when you record them, you're missing like a little bit, like a percentage or two.
Mm-hmm.
It's hearing them live that you really get an idea of like, oh my gosh, these guys are amazing.
Yeah.
They have the smartest hands ever. They are just
wow.
incredible artists. Science we go to, Beth.
Science.
Saying it's the dawn of the day is sort of a freeing, hopeful expression. But let's be honest, for a lot of people, you know, the morning can be the roughest part of the day. Right when the alarm clock goes off. Well, now science is backing that up. There's a new study out, where researchers say that they've found that 5 a.m. is officially the worst time of day. Based on mood, their circadian clock, am I saying that right?
Circadian
yep. clock, yeah.
Yep.
And other factors. And 5 p.m. is the best time of day, which makes sense because that's when a lot of people are leaving work.
Mm-hmm.
But interestingly, this wasn't directly tied to waking up and clocking out.
Okay.
They say people experience their lowest mood at 5 a.m. regardless of when they wake up, and they're the cheeriest at 5 p.m. no matter what their work hours are. They did say that sleep deprivation can have a significant negative impact on your mood. Yeah, I know that already. God.
James.
Oh, jeez. Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
Just breathe.
but the 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. thing is based on a typical day.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Anybody who isn't me, basically, like if you are a normal, smart, intelligent human being who sleeps like you should, this, you know, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. more than likely are your lower and happier mood times
okay.
of day. It gets really interesting when you do, in all seriousness, when you do bring in somebody like me or a lot of people out there who don't really have a regular sleep
mm-hmm.
pattern. That affects everything
Absolutely.
In your life. And it can be very, very difficult to work around if you're not aware of that, if you don't pay attention to those things,
mm-hmm.
Especially with your mood. Your mood,
oh, yeah.
your mood is one of those bigger ones that it can be affected by that. I don't know. I don't want to. I am not the person to disagree with science. I'm one of those weirdos that believes in science
mm-hmm.
and you know, kind of backs our healthcare industry and all that stuff. But to me, I also think that you got to take this with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I would say that the best time of day is when you're listening to WFHR. But,
nice.
You know.
Nicely done. yeah, and I agree. If it's 5 p.m. and you're in a bad mood, I don't think you have to worry something's wrong with
no.
you or something like that. You know, I think this is just kind of fun. And it's just kind
yeah.
of an interesting takeaway from this.
Absolutely.
I remember I worked a lot of third shift jobs in my life, and most of them were blue collar and that.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember a lot, at least two of those jobs I got done at 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And I was probably in the best mood I was in all day.
Because you were
5
done with work.
Yeah.
yeah.
5 p.m. I was probably getting up. I
mm-hmm.
was probably waking up or something and getting ready to go ahead and do my job
mm-hmm.
and stuff. And I don't know how good of a mood. So I think just as an example, I think that there's plenty of plenty of times where it is and it isn't that way.
It is true.
Do you have a part of the day that you care for the most, you like the most or anything like that?
That I like the most.
I'm a night person. Shocking, I know.
I know.
But pretty much any time when the sun goes down, I enjoy.
I think I like the mid-morning, you know, when the, especially in the summer when the sun's up and it's not too overly hot, and it just, it's pleasant. And the warmth of the sun just gives you the energy to be able to make it through lunch.
Yeah, 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 I get that.
I'd like right after lunch better if we could do what the South Americans do and have a siesta.
Yes.
And you get your little nap in, then it would be beautiful. That would be my favorite time.
It really feels like they're doing that right. Mm-hmm. Like, it really feels like, why not? You know, if we weren't so obsessed with work and making money and profits and all these things, I can only imagine how much better our society would be if you just incorporated more of that.
Oh, yeah.
Italy, this works very well in Italy. Spain, as you mentioned, you know, there's a lot of countries that are doing very well economically and have this in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We will get a timeout in. We'll get a check in with our partners. We'll come back and we'll have some more fun. Beth and I are going to get into the percentage of adults that believe they should be able to order off of the kids' meal.
Yes.
It's coming up on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got Beth and James hanging out with you. We're going to take it right to the top of the hour with a couple of fun topics we've got lined up just for you, the best listeners in radio. Happy Friday Eve! I'm going to dive right into this new poll that found that average Americans spend over $2,500 a year on restaurant food now.
That's over, surprise me.
Yeah, that's over $200 a month, even though two-thirds said that they're currently stressed about money.
Yeah.
But we're still going. There's something that might save you some money if more places would let you do it.
Mm-hmm.
77% of us think adults should be allowed to order off the kids' meal.
Yes.
Some places don't care, but there's a lot of them that don't allow it. 21% of us have tried to order off the kids' menu before, and a third of those people said that they've been rejected at least once.
Mm-hmm.
The survey also found we'll probably be ordering more food this weekend than we did last weekend. Tomorrow's the 15th. 48% said that the time they're most likely to eat out is right after their paycheck.
Yep.
So, yeah. You take yourself out to eat, or you take you and your significant other out, or something like that. It's an American tradition.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. So that's not surprising at all. And I agree with you. I think the amount of money we're spending on food isn't that outrageous, or isn't that crazy to see. Is it outrageous or not? That's a whole other category.
Well,
but
especially as prices have gone up because of the scarcity that has happened with the pandemic and all of that, it's not surprising that it's that much.
There was a lot of concern for many for a while there, if not months, a year or two at least, about the fast food industry and them getting good workers and that. And it has not affected things. Like, we're still going just as much. It's affected for the people in the industry. They have been affected by it.
Right.
But consumers have not noticed much or been affected very much other than waiting for a meal or having a wrong order or something, which has been happening since the dawn of fast food.
Right.
I was looking at it this morning, just looking at percentages and different complaints from everything from comments made online to calling customer service and that.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same as it was pre-pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
So that part hasn't really affected that very much.
Oh.
We're still going as much and everything. I think with that, it's all the more important why we really, really need to have a fair wage for our fast food industry.
Mm-hmm. Well,
really,
and it's so convenient. You know, when you have busy schedules, and especially as things have picked back up and found a new normal, if you've got a busy family and all of a sudden you're like, oh, I don't have the time. You may have had a plan for a meal. I don't have the time to get my meal made. It's quick, easy, go through a drive-thru, get something to eat, let's get fed, and let's keep going.
77% of adults think you should be ordered off the kids. You should be able to. I say 78, because I'm agreeing with that.
Two more.
79% people. Call up and join the conversation.
Well, 715-424-2600. We're in that rough age group, because we can't order off the kids menu, but we can't order off the 55 and over menu yet either.
All right, I'm gonna own something. I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna share a story that I never thought I would, and I've only like about four people know this. So my one of my exes, Joy, her and her family came from very, very good stock.
Okay.
Very rich family. And I wasn't, you know, accustomed to that, a lot of the way they lived and they mm-hmm. ate in a lot of that. So I went to a lot of more fancy restaurants than I ever had in my life. And this is like way deep into our relationship and all that. And let's be honest, things are probably trickling down. Things are wrapping up between her and I and everything. And I go out to eat and with her and we go out with her mother and visiting, I think her uncle or somebody like that I had not met before. And he takes us to one of the richest, fanciest restaurants I've ever been in my life. It's a downtown Chicago, beautiful restaurant, great food.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a thing about bacon double cheeseburgers.
Oh, yes.
And it's not healthy and it's not good. and I was in this restaurant and all I wanted that day was that. But I'm at this fancy restaurant and all they've got is, you know, this thing that I can't pronounce mm-hmm. in French and this thing I can't pronounce in French mm-hmm. and all these great meals and then none of it sounds good to me. And I look at the kids' menu.
And there's the bacon double cheeseburger.
Yeah. So confidently, when it was my turn to order, I ordered it. And to the chagrin of the not only the cook, but everybody that I was sitting with, the horror on her face I can still see.
Oh, no.
But I think that one thing that is important to note, I was the only one who enjoyed my meal.
There
everybody else had complaints. He sent his steak back.
Wow.
I sat there and I enjoyed my meal. I had fun. It was good.
I even got
a little kids like thing afterwards where I had to figure out the maze.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding. I'm joking.
That's part of the fun of getting the kids' meal. You know, the little toy or something like that.
I got to be honest. Looking back, I don't know if I would do that again. I feel knowing how things went and everything. I don't know if it was a very good call on my part.
I don't know. You know, you do you. And if they don't like it, that's their issue, right?
I don't know if anybody ever had ordered that on the menu. Because the way they looked at me and I feel like I could hear the chef in the back say, really?
What? Right. How old is he? Five?
Yeah, like, oh, that's great. We got a little five-year-old out there. That's wonderful. No, just a man with the appetite of a five-year-old.
Well, that's the thing, though. Kids' meals tend to be smaller portions. And if you don't have as big of an appetite, it's wasteful if you know that you're not going to be able to take it back immediately to put in a refrigerator, because then you have to deal with foodborne illnesses and things like that. So make smaller portions at a smaller prices, or have the option for a smaller portion. And if not, then let us order from the kids' menu.
Yeah. It is cheaper. It tends to be cheaper on there. And the portions part of thing I had not thought about. But that is a really good point, actually. And you're still selling the food.
Exactly.
Like, I get the idea of you don't want people to, you know, be, you know, nickel and diming you or mm-hmm. anything. But how often does the consumer get to do that? I mean, really. And if your business is going to be brought down by adults ordering off of the kids' meal, I question your business strategy.
Right.
I'm sorry, but I do.
I would be curious to hear, when people go to restaurants, what they would prefer to order from the kids' meal rather than the adult menu.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. Call us up, 424-2600. What is a kids' menu item that you would love to be able to order, but you might be too embarrassed to do so in a restaurant?
Is it the mini tacos? Is it the
chicken nuggets?
Mm. I'll tell you right away. You said that. First thing I thought of, Happy Meal.
There you go.
Like, this is first thing I thought of. Would I play with the toy? No, but I want it.
Grilled cheese. Give me the grilled cheese.
That's a good one. That's a great one. Yes.
The mini corn dogs.
Those were a great one. Those were fun. It's a great list. Go ahead and call us up. Let us know what you would have. We move on to this one. And Beth, I wanted to be able to get to this with you yesterday, so I want to make sure to get it in today.
Okay.
Here's a simple test to determine if your kids eat enough vegetables. Grab a vegetable out of the fridge, anything, and then ask your kid, do you know what this is? A study put a zucchini in front of young people between the ages of 15 and 24 and asked them what it was. And the good news is 80% okayed it. Yeah, they said it was zucchini. 80% knew. The bad news is only 80% knew. 18% thought it was a cucumber, which, that's fair. That's fair. 2% had no idea. They thought it was eggplant.
Well, okay. It was similar shape, different color, but similar shaped. I can get that, but yeah.
Also in the study, 12% of 15 to 24-year-olds couldn't correctly ID a grapefruit, and 4% didn't know what a cauliflower was.
Wow.
So is this a, what does this say? What are we eating enough vegetables? Are we eating? Are we not eating enough vegetable? All of that. A lot of people think that it stems from not so much that we're not eating these things, but we're just not preparing them ourselves as often.
Correct. And you know, how many of us bring home a zucchini and make it as zucchini and not bake it into bread or something like that? Yeah. I mean, that's what my mom always did to get us to eat zucchini, is she'd shred it and put it in zucchini bread. But that's all sweetened, so you're not really getting the sugar as well as the vegetable.
Yeah,
but you know, if I were to bring in a rutabaga, would we be able to identify a rutabaga?
No way. I wouldn't be able to. I'll say that right now. Yeah. It's a great point. There's other stuff too that I wouldn't be able to identify. What is that? I remember in sixth grade, and I come from the biggest melting pot in the world in Chicago. We got Little Italy, we got Greek Town, we got all these different spots. I've seen it all. Until I came here.
Right.
And then I see certain foods that I've never heard of, never thought of. And one of the weirdest ones in sixth grade, somebody brought a zucchini in.
Uh-huh.
And, which is obviously, you know, not a Wisconsin natural born fruit or anything. But I learned about zucchinis here. Like, yeah. I didn't know what that was. I just thought it was weird and it was cool.
They do look a lot like cucumbers. It's hard to, even when I'm in the grocery store, it's hard to differentiate them.
Yeah. Let's take a call from the best listeners in the radio. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Well, I know that the survey went from 15 to 24.
Mm-hmm. Well, yep.
All right. On the cauliflower, the ones that are from 21 to 24, obviously they didn't understand what it was because it's not breaded.
It's not in the pizza crust either.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. It's a fair point.
Deep fry anything and they'll eat it.
They make excuses for them, but you know.
Nah, it's true though. It is what it is. If you could order anything off of a kid's meal, is there something in particular you would order?
Grilled cheese.
Yeah,
there you go.
It was a good choice. Yeah,
that's a fair one.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
The thing is, though, you're starting to see a lot more in some of those restaurants now. I mean, I can't really verify for our area, but I know when I was working in a restaurant industry when I was younger, some of them were doing, you know, you had that 55 and older part of the menu, or if you showed up at lunch, you can have a half a sandwich with a cup of soup or a salad, you know. But also you're starting to see some of the restaurants starting to make like the ultimate grilled cheese.
Yeah.
You know, you got the Texas toast and,
that's right.
All that, you know, so they're starting to kind of come through and, you know, putting some of those menu items on for us adults, but
yeah, it's pretty good. It's always good talking with you, man. You have a great morning.
All right, you guys have a great rest of the week.
Thanks, we appreciate you.
Beth and I are going to take you right to the top of the hour, and when we come back in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to kick things off with our friends from the Southwood County Humane Society, talk about our pet of the week, and then a little later at 9:35, Al Marco, candidate for Nakusa Mayor, will be with us. At about 9:50-ish, Madeline Maddie Palmquist will be with us, candidate for Wisconsin Rapids, Alderperson District 8. All that coming up right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.